On Tuesday's front page, Iran handed down a death sentence for a former U.S. Marine interpreter. A court in Tehran said he used a visit to his Iranian grandmother's as a cover for a CIA spy mission. President Obama is getting a new chief of staff. William Daley is leaving earlier than expected. And over-the-counter nicotine gum and patches don't help smokers quit. A new study found about a third of the people trying to quit started smoking again. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Iran sentenced a former U.S. Marine interpreter to death as a CIA spy. He was detained in August while visiting his grandparents. The White House issued a statement denying he was a spy and demanding his release. The case against American-born Amir Hekmati could give Iran another bargaining chip in facing sanctions aimed at stopping its nuclear program. Also on Tuesday's front page, details on a shakeup at the White House. President Obama announced White House Chief of Staff William Daley is stepping down. Daley was brought in a year ago but struggled to find his footing, and he failed to help Mr. Obama broker a budget deal during the summer. He'll be replaced by Budget Director Jacob Lew. He's considered a technocrat and an experienced Washington insider. Women demonstrators in Egypt have faced a new wave of sexual assaults at the hands of Egyptian soldiers, mostly during a three-month crackdown that's taken 80 lives so far. Egyptian judges may not protect the soldiers the way they once did. 25-year-old Samira Ibrahim went to court after her father saw electric prod marks on her body. She won in what turned out to be the first judicial challenge of Egypt's military rulers. Next week, she's heading to another court. She wants the soldiers who assaulted her held accountable. In New Hampshire, Mitt Romney's Republican opponents tried an argument with a populist undercurrent. They attacked his business background, saying he was a corporate raider who bought and sold companies with no consideration for workers and their jobs. That was back when he ran a private equity firm. Times correspondent Jeff Zeleny filed this report from New Hampshire, starting with a few seconds of an ad attacking Romney.
I feel that is the man that destroyed us.
This is the attack that the Romney campaign has been preparing for all along, but they thought it would come from Democrats and President Obama. Newt Gingrich is going after him hard. He is saying that his time at Bain Capital was akin to looting companies.
Bain Capital acquired a company, in essence looted it, and then laid off 1,700 people. Now, if that's accurate, and if there are three or four or five examples like that, I think that's troubling.
The Romney campaign sees this as their first critical test. The size of his margin here in New Hampshire will go a long way towards answering the question of how long this Republican nominating contest will continue, if it'll go through South Carolina and Florida in January, or go on for months to come.
Times reporter Jeff Zeleny. Gingrich is close to casino executive Sheldon Adelson, and last week Adelson gave $5 million to a so-called super PAC that backs Gingrich. Tuesday's Times says the last-minute cash infusion shows how last year's landmark Supreme Court ruling on campaign finance opened the door for wealthy people to influence elections. Nicotine gum and patches that millions of smokers use to help kick the habit have no lasting benefits. A new long-term study says they may even backfire. The study followed a group of smokers to see whether nicotine replacement helped their chances of eventually quitting. It didn't, even when they also received counseling. In his first year in office, City Comptroller John Liu has handed out more than 750 official commendations for dedicated service or distinguished leadership. A quarter of them went to people who are connected to his political campaign. One citation went to a Liu donor who runs a business importing hair from China to make wigs. Another went to a campaign backer who's a travel agent and books busloads of gamblers on casino trips. Inside Tuesday's Times, a record cold spell has Nome, Alaska running short on fuel. Ice caps have blocked fuel deliveries. Russia is sending a tanker loaded with 1.3 million gallons of gasoline and diesel fuel. The tanker's been en route for more than 3 weeks. First, there was a fuel mix-up in South Korea. Then storms kept it from going to Japan as planned. It also had to detour around the world's biggest population of a federally protected sea duck. An Afghan soldier turned his gun on U.S. military personnel while they were playing volleyball at a camp in southern Afghanistan. Another U.S. soldier who heard the gunfire shot and killed the attacker, but not before he'd killed one person and wounded three others. It was the third time in just over 2 weeks that a man wearing an Afghan army uniform had attacked Allied personnel. Greece got a warning from German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy. They said Greece will lose the next installment of bailout money if it doesn't start making the structural changes it promised. There are signs Greece isn't going to do that. Last week, Prime Minister Lucas Papadimos said that without deeper spending cuts, default is a possibility. Italy's largest bank is undergoing a trial by fire in the stock market. Tuesday's Business Day section says shares of UniCredit have been in free fall. Investors have balked at a new stock offering that was supposed to bring in more capital. Since last week, UniCredit's market value has plunged by more than 40%. Tuesday's Business Day also says the unlikely union of Chrysler and Fiat could be a model for transatlantic cooperation. Industry analysts were skeptical of the combined potential when Fiat took control of Chrysler in 2009. Now, Chairman Sergio Marchionne says there's one management team making the decisions. The new Dodge Dart, unveiled at the Detroit Auto Show, is derived from the chassis and technology in an Alfa Romeo built by Fiat. And historic preservation comes to the moon. Google's Lunar X Prize plans to send robotic landers back to the Apollo landing site. That has some archaeologists and historians worried about obliterating the place where man first stepped onto the moon in 1969. NASA's on the case. It's asking visiting robots to stay at least 75 meters from the lunar lander, the same distance as visiting astronauts. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.